de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
My name's Maxwell Mollard and I'm the president of the chess club. I'm also the secretary. We've got about 20 members and we've got a supporting website, an article in the paper each week, and we meet here every Wednesday night. Juniors come along at 7:15 and the main game start at 8, in which the juniors can play if they want to.
There was one young junior doing quite well in there tonight, I believe.
But he came to an exhibition we gave at the gallery, and we gave an exhibition by taking along 10 boards, and there were about 20 people playing all the time, and he played there, and he beat me in a game, and that inspired both he and his grandfather to come along to the club, and since his first time, he hasn't missed a week.
What is it about chess?
It's difficult to say. It's a highly competitive game, like everyone's sitting there with a fairly blank expression, but if you look at their feet, people are tapping their feet or tapping a pen, and there's quite an adrenaline rush. I just find it's a war game. My wife says that it's a man's game because women have better things to do than, you know, hunt pieces round on a wooden board. But I like it because, well, justice prevails. There's no luck. It's all there in front of you. And you can learn from every game. But it's hard. I just find it exciting.
I have to say, it's a war game, but it's a very quiet war.
It is a quiet war, but if you could get the players to talk about what they're thinking and feeling, it would be anything but quiet. I mean, I'm going back to my position there, and I'm hoping like mad my queen's not under any threat and that I can play a rook up to threaten his queen. It really is exciting. And we think it's an exciting game, but we don't have as a benchmark that more members is a better club.
We keep hearing about how the internet is destroying any number of things from music to film to television. It's had an impact on chess as well.
Oh, it has. Like when I studied chess as a young person, books were the only resource we had. But now chess computers, you know, reign supreme. Only about the world champion can hold his own against chess computers. And you're right. If you go to the Ballarat tournament, which is coming up in 3 weekends' time, there's about 100 entrants, say 30 might be juniors. They don't carry chess books or chess magazines. They carry their laptop.
Do they play differently?
You can be very good at chess very young because it doesn't need any life experience. And the young players seem to have much better memories than older players. There's some research that suggests that your ability to calculate decreases after age 30. Having said that, the last two club championships here were won by Dr. David Shepsey. He's over 60. And the previous year by myself, and I'm well over 60.
So you're holding your own.
We're holding our own at the moment.
Well, I started playing it at school and I realised it was quite fun.
I noticed that you were playing some fairly senior people. How do you feel when you sit down next to a table from someone who's maybe a little bit older than you?
Well, I've been practising chess for a while, so I don't feel too bad. I feel fairly okay. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. It's really fun though.
Wouldn't some of your friends maybe be more interested in playing video games and shooting things on a TV screen or something like that?
Yes. Not many people in my grade play chess, and when they get the time to do so, I just beat them, so it's not very fun anymore.
I think you did all right against some of the older players in here tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, okay. I have better nights than this night sometimes.
What is it that you enjoy about chess so much?
Lots of people think it's really hard, but when you learn it, it's actually quite fairly easy when you get to know how you move things and make tactics and strategies to get you through the game.